Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11Grinds. I'm going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 8th of September. We have an 11 game main slate for this Friday evening. Still waiting on our weather station to be updated. DraftKings seems to portray some potential weather in a few spots. So it'll be interesting to see what we end up with. Good start to the NFL season for DFS Army. One of our coaches tied for first in the Millie Maker. Took home, I think, a little over $105,000. So congrats to Advantage. But let's dig into some baseball. At the top, we get Blake Snell taking on a hot Astros team. Houston is a -130 favorite in this one. Blake Snell, the NL Cy Young front runner right now, hasn't given up on a run since the 22nd of August. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he gives up some runs tonight. I really think so. I'm gonna go light. I'm not gonna completely fade because we know what kind of upside he does offer us, but I don't want to go overly heavy because I think this Houston team is just heated right up right now. Making a charge, taking over the AL West as well. Could see some struggles for Snell. Kodai Senga. Plenty of upside against this Twins team that strike out a ton. He hasn't been as strong on the road, so that is a worry. Double-digit Ks in each of his last two starts. He is a -120 road favorite in this one. He is definitely my preferred over Blake Snell at the top. Jordan Montgomery against the A's was solid against them the first time faced him. He's coming off of a pretty rough start and kind of two, his last two starts were off against Minnesota. But prior to that, he looked solid. Paying 9,400 for him, I think he's fine. Sure, he's a sizable favorite. -240 home favorite in this one. Kyle Bradish, big fan of Bradish, but he got lit up by the Red Sox. He is better at home. So we don't get the comfort of Camden, but he's been really good over the last month. I wouldn't blame you if you went with him. He is a -125 favorite, but I'm not sure that I want to take him in Fenway. Game total of only 9.5, and I say only because Fenway has kind of turned into a 10 plus game total park on a nightly basis this year. Kyle Harrison, I will be going back to Harrison. Very talented young arm. Struggled last game in San Diego, gave up four home runs. I think he bounces back a little bit here, and obviously it helps to get Colorado as the opponent. -210 favorite in the best ballpark for pitchers in baseball. So I'm interested in Kyle Harrison. Struggle at paying 9K for him already, but I'm interested. Griffin Canning, I think he's a solid option. He was originally slated to start last night, we thought, but they made changes to their rotation. I would make sure that he starts this evening, but it kind of works out to be his day on the mound anyway. So and he's been throwing it well, so. I like the matchup for him. Obviously, the K upside in the matchup isn't as strong as some other spots, but Canning can certainly get it done. Yuri Perez taking on the Phillies hasn't been as good on the road. Coming off a rough road start, he did dominate the Dodgers on the road. So seeing that he's able to do that, I think he's certainly in play against Philadelphia. A ton of upside, but it's a very dangerous spot. Hunter Brown versus San Diego. I am interested. He is a favorite over Snell. He hasn't been great at home. So that is one of the worries. But San Diego has underperformed all season. So I think he's worth consideration. Logan Allen, a favorite in this game. -135 road favorite. Did struggle a bit with the Angels first time. Has been throwing it best on the road, but he hasn't looked great the last couple. I'm gonna probably end up fasting on Logan Allen, even though he is favored. I just don't know if I really love the way that he's throwing the ball coming in. Couple of or LA bats can hit left-handed pitching pretty well, so and there's always a chance that Ohtani returns, even though I don't think he's going to this evening. Kikuchi at home. Did well against the Rose first time, averaging more fantasy points per game at home. Coming off of a couple of rough starts, I could see him bouncing back here, so I do want some Kikuchi in my build. He's a -250 home favorite. That's pretty sizable. Mitch Keller against the Braves. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to pass. Bryce Elder against Pittsburgh. Struggled with him the first time he faced him. He has been best at his at home. The issue here is the K numbers aren't extremely strong. I'm assuming he's -210 favorite. I think people will automatically just plug him in. I just wonder what his true upside actually is, because he just doesn't strike out a ton. Christopher Sanchez has struggled more at home, but he gets a nice matchup as a -145 favorite. I'm interested because he's capable of putting up, 25 fantasy points or more. So I like that upside. I like the matchup. I'm more intrigued than, with Bryce Elder. I think Sanchez offers a little more ceiling. Elder's probably the safer, smarter play of the two in that price range. Paul Blackburn against Texas. I'm going to pass, but I think he could put up a surprisingly solid start. Tanner Houck, no thanks. Mackenzie Gore against the Dodgers. Going to end up passing on Gore, even though he's been at his best when at home. I'm just not really going to pick on the Dodgers. Sheehan looks solid against Atlanta. Getting the start, maybe. This is one of the games I think might have some weather. He's a -165 favorite. But Washington isn't a huge K team either, so I can see myself leaving out Sheehan. Colin Ray, no thanks. He did look good against Philadelphia. They pulled him after 66 pitches, but not really sure what to do with them. Severino has back-to-back great starts and then throws up a clunker, but it was against Houston, who's been on fire. He is a home favorite in this one. -125. I'm not sure I can go with it. I mean, he's pitched his best at home, so I think maybe we do have to sprinkle him in with the way that he's capable of pitching. If he was completely washed, then I'd have no interest, but I don't think he's completely washed at this point. One guy I might consider down here is Ty Block. I don't really want to. I mean, I guess technically his upside is mid-20s fantasy points. I just don't know how often he gets back to this because he's not a huge K guy, so that seems like a out of character performance. But we know that San Francisco can struggle against left-handed pitching. We just saw Justin Steele absolutely dominate them. So I think there is a little bit of upside with him, but I'm just not sure I'm going to get there. So there we have it. There's the first look at pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our tools, sheets, Discord, coaches, etc. I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, Best of luck, everybody.